When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Braves Basketball is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Ad One, Sunbury Motor Company, Mark's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Zimmerman Motors, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Steve Shannon Tire and Auto, Buffalo Wild Wings, W&L Subaru, Wiest Wiest Benner and Rice LLC, Sunbury Housing Authority, and Midtown Bistro. Now, let's head courtside with Pat O'Brien and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Hello and welcome to Shikellamy Basketball. It's the 2024-25 season for the Braves. The Braves are on the road to take on the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Pat O'Brien along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. I'm sitting in for the legend, Kevin Herr, and I'm going to try to do my very best to bring you all of what Kevin does as he just loves his Shikellamy Braves, and we're hoping that Kevin continues to recover from his heart surgery. But boy, when you say heart and Kevin, that's something he has abundance of, and I'm glad he's let me do this, but we're missing him in a big way.
Yeah, this would be like our 26th or 27th year together, and it's just different, all right? But I've all the confidence in the world in you, Pat. I know you're going to be fine, all right?
I just hope
I can keep up with you.
I've listened to you over the years, and there's nothing more exciting than to be able to pick your brain in this game of basketball, and I look forward to doing that. I tell my color guys, teach me, because I don't know all this. And when I have somebody that has the amount of experience you have over the years and how much you truly love the Shikellamy Braves in this game, I look forward to hearing about this game through you. So that's what this broadcast is going to be about. Now we talk about the Mifflinburg Wildcats, good Mifflinburg Wildcat team from a year ago under second-year head coach Kelly Griffith, who coached the girls team for 10 years, took them to a state semifinal back in the 2018-2019 season. To Kelly, she comes over to the boys' side and really has picked up right where she left off. She's a heck of a coach. She demands a lot, and you'll recognize that throughout the ballgame tonight.
Yeah, I think when you use the word demand, she's a strong disciplinarian, and that's something that wasn't happening here after Andre left, all right? And it has come back, and I know that the kids have a lot of respect for her. She does know her basketball. That's something that's important. And watching them play last year, I thought they ran their offense as well. They were blessed with a couple of good three-point shooters. They had a couple of guys that could play well inside, and they handled pressure very well. So she's a very good coach.
And she's put a nice staff together. You talk about it with Coach Fogle. He's been around this game a long time, especially with the Mifflinburg Wildcats. And that's putting a nice little staff together along with her husband and Coach Marr as well.
Yeah, that was a bonus. When Glenn Fogle came back and helped her out last year, you know, it kind of said he was like an assistant, but in the JV situation. But, you know, Glenn's done a lot of basketball, comes from a basketball family, and he was just, you know, you get that experience. And he knows situations, although Kelly's had a lot of situations, but sometimes you don't get them all. So he's a good addition to the staff.
And Mifflinburg Wildcats, they'll be looking towards Simon Snook. He's a senior. Jackson Griffith, the son of Kelly, is a junior, and he's a get-it-going kind of guy. He'll get to the basket. He'll try to make some things happen. Then you get their size with Chad Martin, a starter. He's a junior as well. Cole Reberson, a junior, and then Remington Knoll. But we know it all for the Mifflinburg team works around Jackson Griffith and Chad Martin.
Jackson Griffith is the youngest of Kelly's children. If you remember, our twin daughters were just awesome. And his older brother played very well here. And if you look at Jackson, you know, it's funny how the basketball genes get passed down. We can't say enough about her husband, too. But the basketball genes get passed down. He knows how to play the game. What I liked about him last year was it was like having a coach out on the court. When you talk about Chad Martin, nobody does on the football field, and he fought through some injuries, but just a big, strong kid that's also a very good athlete. Gives him a lot of size inside, and I would think that I'd like to say, like, if he played as good as his uncle and his grandfather, all right, it'd be awesome. So, again, another Shikellamy, another player for a team out of the area that has Shikellamy background. So,
and that's a Chad Martin again, along with Jackson Griffith. Keep an eye on them all throughout tonight because they are what gets this Mifflinburg team going. We're going to talk about the Shikellamy Braves after this break as we continue the pregame show. We're at Mifflinburg getting ready for the start of the 2024-25 season for the Shikellamy Braves right here on 1070 WKOK. Welcome back to Mifflinburg Intermediate School as we get ready for the start of the season for both teams, the Mifflinburg Wildcats and the Shikellamy Braves. Now we take a look at the Shikellamy Braves. I was able to touch base with Bill Ziegler. He's going into his 10th season as the head coach for the Shikellamy Braves, and he knows, and you saw him in the scrimmage, this is a young team that's going to have to deal with some of those bumps in the road when it comes to lack of experience. They will have to be relying on guys to step up for two guys. You're very familiar with a year ago that they have lost their number one shooter and their ball handler, pesky ball handler of the Shikellamy Braves.
Yeah, that shooter was Cam Leonard, and he just was probably one of the best three-point shooters, not only last year, but out through his career. And when he got hot, he could hit it from just about anywhere. And as Kevin says, he used to make up places like from, you know, hit it from the river wall or, you know, down on Market Street or whatever. Miss him, but they're also going to miss Ryan Williams, who ran the point for 3 years. And, you know, last year Ryan didn't shoot as much as he did when he was a junior, and that was some of the problems they had with scoring. But, you know, he has busy taking care of running the offense. Those two will be extremely missed. I think Xavier Fashad is the other guard that's back this year. And Charlie Walters has had a little bit of experience. And I'm trying to think, I forgot about Asher Moyer. We talked about Asher on the way up. Very strong, physical kid. Goes to the basket, plays bigger than what he is. I've just been hoping for years that he'd learn to make that 8 or 10-foot shot because that would improve everything in his game. So they've got two starters back and one that played a lot last year. But that shooting guard and that point guard are two that are going to be hard to replace.
And you look at their starting five, Justin Ziegler is going to get the call at the point guard position. That's a lot to ask for the young man to step up, but Coach Ziegler feels like he's ready to take on that role, and he's going to be asked to do a lot. Then you got Hunter Biddle. Also, you talked about Fashad. He'll be a starter with Moyer and Charlie Walter. Returning starters are, as you mentioned, Fashad and Moyer. Everyone else played JV last year. That's where you're hoping that this group of kids got a lot of good experience playing at JV. That's why that JV games are so vitally important.
Yeah, and something else that we have to keep in mind is two of those kids were ninth graders playing up last year. That would be Ziegler and that would be Walters. And I talked a little bit about Ziegler. Very good outside shooter. When he gets hot, he's probably as good as Leonard. But now he's going to have to run the point, and that makes his job just a little bit different. So, you know, they've had some experience. I mean, Justin Ziegler, his dad is the JV coach. His uncle is the head coach. The kid's been around basketball forever. His grandfather, Jim Ziegler, ran the Ivy League programs, and it's like the kid was probably born with a basketball in his crib. So we're hoping that he comes through with it, and he will get better. He will.
Talking to both coaches, and they both are saying the same thing. And as you coach a long time, a lot of coaches at this point be saying, we got a lot to learn. We got a lot still to do. We got to get better in so many areas. And as Coach Ziegler says, they're still learning the plays, learning to play together. They got to play faster, but within themselves, they got to be able to find open shots, not so many contested shots. That's a big thing to ask from this group of kids. But you can tell that's what he's eyeing on.
Yeah, I watched them scrimmage twice, and the other thing that they need to learn how to do is when things are going south, you can't forget what you've been taught to do. And you can't turn the game into a street or a blacktop basketball game, because good basketball teams will just run you right off the court. And that comes with maturity, and that also comes with experience. And, you know, I often thought in football, you have a kid that plays ninth grade football, and he comes in 10th grade, and all of a sudden you put him up with the varsity. That's like taking somebody who's a senior and, you know, starting them at a large university. It's a big learning experience. There's very few that can step on the court and be very good immediately. So we'll see what happens. I'm just hoping that they keep everything in balance. Like you said, the fact that they had a lot to learn, and sometimes the mental part of the game takes over, and you forget what you learned, and you make enough physical mistakes, but then the mental ones just make it that much worse.
Both teams continue to go through their pregame warm-ups. We'll take another break. We're almost ready to get the 24-25 season underway. This is Shikalimi Brave Basketball on 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Shikalimi Brave Basketball here on 1070 WKOK as we are underway. The tip controlled by the Braves. Justin Ziegler will get it between the circles. Left-handed dribble, skips it to the right wing. Baseline cut by Walter. Left-handed, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Knocked out of bounds. We have our first foul of the game. And it's going to go against the Braves. Number 5, Moyer, we get called for that one. The Wildcats will inbound underneath the Shikalimi basket.
Something we don't want Asher Moyer to get in foul trouble early, but he is very aggressive, so it doesn't surprise me that he gets the first foul of the season.
Get it out of the way. Null running the point for the Wildcats, brings it up, skips it around to the left wing to Cole Reberson. Martin shooting the jumper from the left corner, no good. Moyer gets the rebound, pushes the tempo back the other way, left-handed dribble into Martin, and it's going to be a traveling call against Moyer. He tried to take it to Chad Martin, but you mentioned Chad's a big kid.
Yeah, he bounced off of Chad's chest and ended up walking. But again, you know, Asher with a nice rebound in there against two guys that are 6'3", and Asher's probably just about 6 foot. That's what he's going to do all night long. He's going to battle those guys inside.
No running the point. Working against that Brave zone. Patiently kicking it from wing to wing. Looking inside for Martin. Not able to get it to him. Back to the left wing. Back and forth across. Jackson looking for a three. Going to pull up inside of the line and make it to get the first bucket of the game for the Wildcats. 2-0 Wildcats. 6:44 to go in the opening quarter. Ziegler across the timeline. Skits it to the left wing. Into the lane of the Braves. Ziegler down the right baseline. Going to have it blocked. And it's going to be taken by Martin. Back the other way is Noel. Gets it to Griffith. Left-handed dribble to the hoop. And a bucket's good. Braves wanted a charge. Not going to get a call there. So the Wildcats go up 4-0.
I think he was falling backwards. It made it look a lot worse than it was. And Griffith's with the first 4 points of the ballgame for Mifflinburg.
Braves are now going to go wing to wing. Walter hard cut into the paint, not able to get it to him. Biddle going to shoot a three. Front iron, no good. Rebounded by Martin. Knoll's going to push it the other way. On the left wing is Jackson Griffith. He's going to drive left baseline with the left-handed dribble. Kicks it across to Reberson. Front iron, no good. Rebounded by Biddle. Push it the other way is Ziegler. Across the timeline. Going to take a right-handed dribble to the right baseline. Getting in trouble. Getting a count. Gets rid of it. Left-handed jump shot by Fashad, no good. Rebounded by Griffith. Back the other way come the Wildcats. Patient are the Wildcats. Skip it to Martin. Martin thinks about a three. No, skips it around the perimeter. Jackson Griffith throws it back to Martin on the left baseline. Against that Shikalimi zone. 2-3 zone for the Braves. Griffith shoots a three, front iron no good, and Walter comes away with the rebound, gets it to Ziegler. Ziegler looking to push tempo here. Left-handed dribble behind his back. Standing on the Wildcat logo here at Mifflinburg Area Intermediate School. Ashimura with the left-handed dribble into the paint. Tough shot, unable to make it, hits iron. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Wildcats have numbers if they want to push it. Reberson's going to take it hard to the glass. No good. And Martin completely annihilates Justin Ziegler and is going to get the first Wildcat foul. Well, the junior, Chad Martin.
Well, maybe you can catch your breath here a little bit, Pat. Both these teams pushing the ball up and down the court. And Chad forgot that there was a guy underneath the basket getting a rebound when he, almost like he was trying to do his Saquon Barkley imitation, jump over the guy.
The starters for Mifflinburg, Nall, Griffith, Martin, Snook, and Reberson. For the Braves, it was Fashaud, Moyer, Biddle, Ziegler, and Walter. But the first sub into the game, number three, and that's Elliott.
That's
Ziegler shoots a three from the left wing. For three is good for the Braves, getting their first points on the board here in the start of 24-25 season.
Yeah, we talked about him shooting the ball. That was just smooth. That's what he did last year on the JVs.
Skipping it across the zone are the Wildcats. Griffith gets the three from the right wing. He's able to answer the Brave three.
Right now it's Griffith 7, Shikalimi 3.
With 4:02 to go in the opening quarter. Elliott into the lane and brings it back out. Nice penetration by Elliott. Couldn't get it to the basket, so he pulled it back out. Fashaud long three, no good. Rebounded by Reberson. They're going to push tempo once again, are the Wildcats. Reberson into the lane. They're going to call traveling against the Wildcats. Get some subs coming in for the Braves, including number 13, Biddle, coming back into the game. Also into the game, number 30, and that's Luke Keeley. Luke Keeley, the junior, 6 foot forward for the Braves.
Yeah, Luke just played the entire JV game, but he's one of the first guys off the bench in the varsity situation.
7-3 lead for the Wildcats. As you mentioned, Jackson Griffith has all 7 points. He's going to steal it here, looking to go coast to coast. Challenged by Ziegler, but he's going to make the layup. All 9 points for the Wildcats go in the column of Jackson Griffith.
He's the heart and soul, I think, of the team this year. He's one that's going to make a lot of other guys look good, but right now he looks good shooting the ball.
Ziegler behind his back, through his legs, on the right wing with Griffith on him. He's going to pull up from three. Off the back iron, no good. Griffith gets the rebound, and he's going to push it. Gets into the lane. Backs into Ziegler, turns, front iron, no good. Rebounded by the Braves, and they're going to slow things down just a bit.
I think that's the Braves have to do that once in a while. They get in a running game with Mifflinburg, and Mifflinburg, that's basically their offense. Push the ball as much as you can. Get the Braves to get a set offense here.
Keeley on that rebound. Is Biddle going to attempt the three? No good. Front iron. Walter knocks it off of Mifflinburg Wildcat, and they're going to stay here.
Yeah, good hustle by Charles Walter. You know, Pat, sometimes the Braves get these nice open shots. They're just not knocking them down. We can't say that they've taken bad shots. They're just not making them.
I think all open shots are good shots. You just got to be able to knock them down. They have not been able to do it. They trail 9-3, 2:33 to go in the opening quarter. Fashaud gets his block. Rebounded by Moyer. He brought it down, lost it. Mifflinburg Wildcats quickly into the front court. Jackson Griffith's going to shoot a three. That's going to be an air ball off the right side and go out of bounds. The Braves will take over after the shot by Griffith.
Yeah, he kind of rushed that shot, but that happens sometimes. Even your good shooters once in a while won't hit the rim. But to get back to the Braves have had difficulty in a couple of scrimmages putting the ball in the basket, especially from the arc. And you said about Asher bringing that ball down. You put that ball down on the floor, there's a lot of people who are going to get after it. Probably should just go right up with it after he got the rebound.
Did a great job to come away with it. Moyer's going to get it into the paint again. Takes a hard dribble, unable to put the layup in. And the Mifflinburg Wildcats come away with a rebound. Under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 9-3 lead for the Wildcats. Around the perimeter, the Wildcats offensively. They get a flash across the lane. Elbow jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Biddle. He's going to push it out to Fashaud. Fashaud pushing tempo. Bounce past to Moyer. Moyer going to go hard to the glass. No call. He wanted a foul on that one, but nothing was called. And the Wildcats are going to come the other way as Nall gets pushed, but no foul there either. But he dribbles the ball out of bounds, so the Braves are going fortunate there to get the turnover.
Well, I think the fans were used to the junior varsity game where the officials basically called a lot of fouls. These officials are letting them play, maybe a little bit too much. But you're right. I thought Asher probably got hit with the body when he went in for that layup.
Checking in the game is it Booker or Booker?
Booker.
Number 10.
It's Booker.
Booker,
yeah.
Yep. He checks in. Number 10 for the Braves. Working around the perimeter. Hard to the glass. Go the Braves. No good. On the drive that time was Alex Pfeiffer, but unable to make the layup. They're getting to the rim, not able to knock down the layups. 9-3 lead for the Wildcats. 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. A skip pass to Martin from left to right at the foul line. Back to Martin. Going to shoot a three from the right side. No good. Rebounded by Fischel. Fischel gets challenged in the backcourt. It dribbles it off his knee, and it goes out of bounds.
One of the things that the Braves have to do, they've got to take advantage when they get a good offensive board or defensive board or when they get a steal. And, you know, really, the score only being 9-3 here with only 57 seconds left, Mifflinburg's not killing the Braves. The Braves just can't score.
And it's been all Griffith in that first quarter for the Wildcats. Martin's going to get it inside this time. He's going to kick it back out. Reverson just above the foul line, off the left iron, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. A mad scramble, and coming away with it for Shikalimi is Booker. He's going to get it into the front court. Three-point attempt that time for the Braves was Pfeiffer, no good. And it's going to be the Wildcats with the inbounds underneath the Brave basket.
Again, a situation where the shot was off a little bit. Asher Moyer got the rebound, but then he kind of lost control of the ball and it went out of bounds. So it looks like the Wildcats will get the last shot here.
19 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 9-3 lead for the Wildcats. Going to get an offensive foul against the Wildcats on a screen attempt by Yoder, but a foul called. Give the ball back to the Braves with 14 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, you can't move a muscle when you set that screen anymore. You know, especially if you roll it, it happens. But you can't move it. They're going to give you an illegal screen.
5 seconds. Turnover. Yep, he got. The official was hesitant on that call, but he got the right call. It was a double dribble by Griffith, and now the Braves will get it back. 2.9 seconds to go. They'll get it in the front court and see what Coach Ziegler is able to draw up here for the Braves. Inbound to the ball will be Booker. Looking for Fischel. Now he's going to give it to Biddle. Biddle's going to attempt a long three and not make it. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter, a quarter that was dominated by Jackson Griffith as Wildcats lead 9-3. Come back for the second quarter. You're listening to Brave Basketball 1070 WKOK at WKOK.com. Welcome back to Mifflinburg Intermediate School. Dave, assess that first quarter 9-3 lead for the Wildcats.
Well, I think we both agree. We're feeling pretty good about it because the Braves are only down by six. But the problem is they just can't put the ball in the basket. They held Mifflinburg to 9 points, only one score. But Justin Ziegler's got the only basket for Shikalimi, a three-pointer. Get the ball in the basket, keep playing the way they are, we'll make a ball game out of it.
Mifflinburg will start the second quarter with the possession. Into the game is John Parker Marr running the point. Ball to the left baseline. Back up to the wing. Quickly to the wing. Inside. Look. Now Chad Martin's going to have it inside the foul line. Back iron. No good. Rebounded by the Braves. Fischel pushing it up the floor. Gets it to Walter in transition. Walter's going to be fouled and score.
Oh, to be a left-hander, Pat. Get the ball in a nice pass from the outside. You know, the left-hander, he's got to come over your back and try to block it, and he fouled Charlie. Charlie's going to get a chance to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Try to double their points in that first quarter on their very first possession of the second quarter if Walter is able to knock down the foul shot for the Braves. Left-handed shooter eyes it up and lets it fly. Front iron, no good. Rebounded by Snook. Snook to Griffith. To the left wing to Reverson. Guarded tightly there. Still in a zone defense are the Braves. Patient are the Wildcats. Leading at this point 9-5 in the second period. Martin's hanging around the perimeter a lot. You don't mind that with the size that he has. Every time, once in a while, he'll make a sharp cut to the basket. Griffith shoots. No good. Rebounded by Snook and put back in for the offensive points for the Wildcats.
Mifflinburg's got three kids around 6'3". They're big inside. I'm surprised they aren't pounding it in there.
Fischel shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. No second chances for the Braves off those misses. Reeperson gets it back out top to Nall. Nall to Griffith. He's going to attempt another three from the right wing and make it. Timeout's going to be taken by the Braves as he Jackson Griffith. That's one of those things as a coach, Dave. You say, who are we supposed to be guarding? Who's the number one guy that we better be guarding? We can't give Jackson Griffith wide open threes.
Well, they're doing it. Mifflinburg's doing a great job of swinging the ball either from one side to the other or getting in the paint and kicking it out to him. But you're right. You got to be aware of where he's at, and sometimes you got to hedge out a little bit, even in the zone. And that's something that, they got to learn how to do it, because right now he's got 12 points. And, I don't care if you're blind and you're playing out there. You should realize that he's got the touch tonight.
Well, if you're blind, you better get used to what his fragrance smells like, because you got to find him. He
That's
knocked
right.
that down another three to increase the lead to 14-5 for the Wildcats. Ziegler took a timeout, the first timeout of the game, as the Braves will inbound it underneath the Wildcat basket with Justin Ziegler running the point. He's going to be guarded by Griffith. Right-handed dribble behind his back. Now he's going to go inside of the three-point line. Skip it back up top. Left-handed dribble by the Braves into the paint. Back iron no good. Walter tried to get the rebound. Fortunate not to be called over the back as the ball's quickly pushed to Martin.
Good box out that time by Snook.
Reberson thinking about a three against the zone. Jackson Griffith able to get in to Snook. Snook swings it over to Nall. Ashton Moyer battling, and the Braves are going to come away with it. It's exactly what you described, Adam Moyer. He's going to give you everything he's got.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you get that ball and you knock it on the floor, it comes back and hits the offensive guy and does go out of bounds. So, again, oh, boy.
Turnover by Griffith. He's going to go hard, left-handed dribble. He misses the layup, and Moyer gets the rebound. Moyer pushing the ball up into the offensive zone for the Braves. Ziegler has it, gives it up to Biddle. Biddle looking over the defense. Coach Ziegler calls out the play. Going to go with a box. They get a screen-to-screen at the block. Nothing comes from that. Ziegler well beyond the three-point line above the circle. Left-handed dribble at the foul line. He's going to pull up, blocked by Griffith, rebounded by Walter. And Walter's unable to make a very odd shot as Reberson's coming back the other way. He takes it hard to the basket, contested, no good. It'll be rebounded by the Braves' Justin Ziegler.
That's going to be a foul on Remington Noel. He, too, came over the back. Very strange. We're five minutes and 30 seconds to go in here and a half. We've only had two fouls called in this basketball game.
A 14-5 lead for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. As you said, 5:25 to go in the opening half. Ziegler's going to start the offense. Gets it to Moyer on the right wing. A good bait block. The block cut by Walter, and he's going to be fouled by Snook, and he'll send Walter to the foul line. 0-for-1 on the evening, trying to get two here.
The thing that Charlie did really well there was he got the ball on the right side, being left-handed. He turned around, gave a little head fake, ball fake, got him up in the air, and then he went up for the shot. And that foul was on number two, Jackson Griffiths. That's his first.
Bucket is good. I think they gave that one to 12.
It was 12. That would be, oh, I'm sorry, 12 was Snook.
Snook inside.
Sorry about that.
First bucket is good by Walter. We'll attempt the second one here. Left-handed release, and it's good.
He is a very good foul shooter. I was surprised when he missed the first one.
So he makes those two to avenge the miss he had as a chance at a three-point play. Mifflinburg on the left wing. Kick around to Nall. Nall gives it Reberson. Chad Martin on the right baseline. Against this 2-3 zone of the Braves. Being hounded is Griffith on the left wing. Throws it into Martin. Martin in the dead area, as we call that. And Griffith's going to drive it. Left-handed dribble. Try to get it to Martin. It's stolen by Moyer. And it's Walter coming away with it. Quickly up into the offensive zone for the Braves. Left-handed layup. No good for the Braves by Elliott. But they got to the rim once again, Dave.
You
got
to make that shot, though. That was an easy layup. Nobody was on him. And, you know, Elliott would just kind of roll it over the other side.
4:30 to go in the opening half. 14-7 lead for the Wildcats. Nall doesn't look to shoot. He gets it over to Griffith on the left baseline. Back out top. They continue to try to work against the zone. Griffith with a strong left-handed dribble gets it into Martin. Martin's going to be fouled by Moyer. He'll go to line shooting two.
Well, that's going to be Asher's second foul, but let's talk about that pass that Griffith's made over to Martin. It was going in for a left-handed layup, and he just smacked that right in the middle of the paint over to Martin, who had good position. And Asher, I guess, didn't want him to make the easy layup, so he's going to have to earn them from the line here.
And that's what Martin will attempt to do here. First one is good by Martin. His first point of the night for the big man. He'll get the second attempt here. We got a sub came in. John Parker Marr came in for the Wildcats. Second free throw good by Martin. Stahl comes into the game. He's going to take over the point. Comes between the circles, swing it to the left wing, driving into the lane of the Braves, knocked away and stolen by the Wildcats. On the drive was Pfeiffer, but he got knocked away. Into the front court for the Wildcats. Marr swings it around to Martin. Martin to Reberson. Back to Martin on the right wing. Reberson gives it a look. Nothing. Against the zone, being patient. And Reberson's going to shoot the three, and he's going to nail it. Give three to Reberson, pushes the lead to 19-7.
That was interesting. They brought Martin, the big guy, out to the point, and they put Griffiths on the baseline, running the baseline. A little bit different look on his offense.
Now, Ashton Moyer was going to cut to the basket. He did, and unfortunately, it's a throwaway against the Braves. Give it back to the Wildcats.
Timeout. Coach Ziegler just called his second timeout.
Ziegler's going to take a timeout, 30-second timeout. Let's reset things here. 3:35 to go in the opening half, 19-7 lead for the Wildcats. And again, you go back to that first quarter that was dominated by Jackson Griffith. He kind of set the pace, and right now this is an uphill battle for the Braves.
Yeah, the thing that has happened is, you know, Griffiths made his shots. A lot of Mifflinburg shots didn't go, but the Braves, again, didn't take advantage of it and come down and score. So, you know, at one point we were only down six. Now they're down 12. So we got 3:35 to go here in the half, time to regroup. And, again, it's not that they're taking bad shots. They're good shots. They just aren't making them.
And it's worth mentioning, as you said, Moyer has two fouls. He's your gritty guy. He's a guy that provides some muscle underneath an undersized team, but he's on the bench right now. Walter in the game with Elliott, Fischel, and also number 14 at Stahl. And check back into the game is Luke Keeley for the Braves.
Yeah, you really don't want Moyer to get his third foul here.
Braves go to man-to-man on this possession. Griffith kicks it over to Martin on that left wing. Snook from block to block. Getting the pass up top is Marr. Into the post to Snook on Walter. Turn, jump hook, no good. Offensive rebound by the Wildcats. Martin, a right-handed dribble to the basket. Pulls up and buckets good by Martin. He'll go to the foul line after the foul against the Braves.
He got hit on the way up, but he's so strong that he got off his feet and pushed that ball up on the rim and actually used the backboard. And I believe that foul was on number four. That went on Fischel. That's his first foul. And that would be Chad Martin's fourth point of the evening, chance to get his fifth one here from the foul line.
It's been perfect from the foul line, just a couple opportunities, and that one is good as well for Martin, the quarterback on the football field, and he's got good size. You like what you see from Martin on the basketball court, and to go with that ability to play quarterback on the football team. Fischel hard to the basket, no good, in and out. Walter with the attempted rebound, can't get it. Griff comes away with the loose ball. And it's going to be a foul on the Braves. Is that Luke Keeley on the foul?
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be on Luke Keeley.
Luke Keeley, the junior.
You know, if you take Martin and you look at Brody Raybuck, they're like twins. They're size and everything. And it's, you know, you don't see a lot of a time when you got two quarterbacks that probably could play in the line for you.
Reberson gets the pass from Martin. He's in the lane and good. Off the backboard is good, increasing the Wildcat lead to 24-7 with 2:30 to go in the opening half. This is danger territory for the Braves. Got to get a good shot. Got to knock something down here and gain some momentum, because right now they're trailing 24-7. And scoring has become a problem for the Braves.
Well, we talked about this before the game, the fact that you have a situation where, you know, you're trying to go and get a layup and they're dribbling into people. The ball's coming off of their own bodies. And, again, you've got to be a little bit more under control.
And the Wildcats will be in no hurry, swinging it around the perimeter once again against this man-to-man. Into the game is Beachy, number four for the Wildcats. Taking hard cut to the basket, swinging around the perimeter. Snook, now they're going to go five out. Get a hard cut by Reberson, guarded tightly by two Braves, and it's going to be a traveling call.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, got a little hand on the ball, and he actually, Reberson went back and shuffled his feet. There's every time somebody goes in and puts that ball out and somebody can get their hands on it, you're usually going to get that walking call.
So Braves come away with it after the walk. As Fischel will bring it into the front court. Swing it to the right side to Keeley. Keeley looking for the cut by Walter, unable to get it to him. And now a walking call is going to go against the Braves. You heard the squeak of the shoe on the drive that time by Keeley. It's a turnover on the travel.
A little bit of a slide.
1:40 to go in the opening half. 24-7 lead for the Wildcats. Into the front court is Griffith. Swinging around the perimeter. Stolen by Justin Ziegler. He's going to go in, try to take it all the way. No call. Off the backboard, no good. And then Fischel just completely shoves.
Intentional
foul. Wildcat, and it's going to be a technical foul against the Shikellamy Braves.
They got Shikellamy coaches have a point. That time, Ziegler was definitely, the guy was holding on to his back of his shirt.
After the steal, like you said, by Ziegler, it looked like he was going to get ahead of the defenders and definitely was grabbed from behind. No official caught that, and it turns into be even a worse scenario. Now it's a technical foul against the Braves.
Well, I think they gave the technical foul to number two. I think they gave a technical foul to Griffiths. Well, we'll have to wait and see, but I thought he said number two.
They're having a conversation here.
The intentional foul is on Fischel. And usually that's just two shots, and the other team, you get the ball back. But now we're going to come down here, and we're going to shoot the technical foul down here that I believe was on Griffiths. They said number two.
Well, they're still trying to work this out as officials having a conversation with the assistant coaching staff for the Braves. So a lot of explanation going on right now. But
well, this will be a two-shot foul. And we'll see if they give them the ball, then there was no technical called.
This is Beachy going to the foul line for the Wildcats. The junior 5'9 guard. First one up and no good. Rimmed in and out for the Wildcats. He'll get his second attempt here. 1:28 to go in the first half. Second free throw up. Hits the front iron, no good. So the Braves luck out that way. Two missed free throws by the Wildcats.
And now we're going to shoot the technical.
And now we're going to get.
I'm almost sure they said it was on number two.
This will be.
That would have been Jackson Griffiths.
Yeah, and this is Ziegler who will step up and knock down the first one for the Braves. Makes it 24-8. The second one up and good, making it 24-9. The Wildcats leading the Braves. All this action being heard on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is amazing because usually if it's an intentional foul, you get the ball back. But since there was a technical afterwards, Shikellamy's going to get the ball after they shot the two technical foul shots.
Ziegler, who just made those two free throws, gets the inbound pass. Working against the Mifflinburg defense. It's going to be stolen by Reversum. He's going to go right-handed dribble to the basket, get fouled, and make the bucket. Justin Ziegler attempted to get to the ball defensively, but he's going to be called for the foul. So the bucket's good. Send in Reberson to the foul line to try to finish the and one.
Well, Reberson's having a good second quarter. That's point number seven for him. Could pick up the eighth here with the foul shot.
Free throw is up, and it is good. He does just that. Got a sub coming back in. This will be Snook coming back into the game for the Wildcats.
We see the Braves making some of those passes where they're getting a lot of pressure, and they see out of the corner of their eye one of their players on the other side, and they throw it, not realizing that there's a player overshadowing them from Mifflinburg. Several times that's happened now.
Keeley on the right wing, trying to get into Walter, throws it away. Wildcats pushing it the other way. This is Reberson once again going to the bucket. No good on the layup. Martin with the rebound, left-handed, and scores.
Martin with seven.
Ziegler starting the offense for the Braves. Gets it to Keeley. Up pop to Biddle. Up pop to Biddle. Back to Ziegler. Ziegler on the left wing, trying to make the left-handed entry pass into Walter, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Marr. So the Braves will get the inbounds underneath the basket with 36 seconds to go in the first half. Trailing by 20, 29-9 against the Wildcats. Ziegler will inbound it. Skips it outside to Biddle. And Biddle's going to be pushed by Marr as Biddle went up to make the catch. And a little too handsy by Marr. He's going to pick up a foul too far away from the basket for a coach to have to see that happen.
Yeah.
You know, plus, it puts him into the bonus, so they'll shoot two foul shots.
That's true. Well, Biddle with a chance to get his name in the scorebook here.
Right-handed shot's up, and it's good. He does just that. He's had some open looks in that first half, just not able to knock him down, but he does get from the free throw line, and you know as well as anyone, that could give you some confidence to see the ball go through the net. Ooh. Unfortunately, the second one does not fall for Biddle. 29-10 lead for the Wildcats, 30 seconds to go in the first half. A double team out top against Nall. He gets it over to Martin. Martin goes hard to the basket. Pump fakes. It is going to get called for the traveling call. And if the Shikalimi Braves could make something out of this last 23 seconds and take some momentum, going into halftime, trailing by 19. This is going to be Biddle. Biddle in the full beard look for the Braves. Right-handed dribble. Ziegler going to shoot well behind the three. Back iron no good. Rebounded by Walter. Walter left-handed dribble. Tries to step across, go up and under. Left-handed shot is good.
That's a double move. We haven't had a big man make a double move in a long time, Pat.
Well, it's a momentum that maybe the Braves are looking for to go in at halftime as they cut the lead to 29-12 at halftime as the Mifflinburg Wildcats try to heave a desperate shot at the end. It does not go in. So, again, we are at halftime. The Shikalimi Braves trailing the Wildcats to open up the 24-25 season. We're at halftime. This is Shikalimi Brave Basketball, 1070 WKOK. Back to Brave Basketball. Pat O'Brien along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. We're at halftime. Shikalimi trailing this one 29-12. It was a 9-3 game at the end of the first quarter and a second quarter. Mifflinburg added scores into the scoring column as
that's a
20-point quarter to extend their lead to 29-12. We talked about the end of the first quarter. He thought, hey, it's 9-3. Jackson Griffin went off in that first quarter, got the 7 points, hit some jump shots over the zone. Shikalimi did go to some man-to-man to try to cut down on that. We'd laugh going to timeout was you got to know where Griffith is, whether you're blind or whatever we said, you got to know where he is all the time. And they were losing him, and he was making the most of it. Shikalimi tried to make a little run there defensively, but again, a 20-point quarter, you're not going to win a lot of games giving up 20 points.
Well, what happened was, Griffith had his 3-point shot in that quarter, but if you look, Reeveson comes in with 8 points, and Chad Martin picks up 7. So, they picked up 15 of those 20, and it's just the rest of the team caught up in the offense for Mifflinburg. The rest of the team for Shikalimi has not caught up. The Braves are led by Charlie Walters with 6, and Justin Ziegler has 4. And I believe Hunter Biddle has the only other point. So it's something that Ziegler actually has 5 points. But, you have to get – if you're going to win a basketball game, you have to have at the minimum 2 guys in double figures, preferably 3. And the Braves, I think, are going to struggle with that for a while until some of these guys get their confidence.
Well, when we mentioned early in the pregame show, we had a chance to get some words from Coach Ziegler. And, if you would say these are the finer points of this season for Coach Ziegler, he said, we're still learning to play together and faster, at a faster speed. He said, we get too quick, and then we end up shooting balls that are contested. to the benefit of Shikalimi, and you mentioned through that entire first half, they were running some action to get some uncontested shots, and that's got to feel good. I mean, you knew you were coming in as an undermanned team and an experience with all these JV kids coming out, and the one thing that you said about if you're trying to jump from being a ninth grader up to being into the mix, it's the speed of the game, it's how it's coming at you. And to the benefit of the Braves, they've been able to find some open shots. They got to knock those down, and that's something that Zigger has to feel good about, because he was worried about that they are forcing contested shots. They've been able to find some open shots. He said that we need to play with some passion, and we need to outwork teams in order to overcome their height issue, because they are lacking in the height. They're playing a lot of people. I'm not sure right now he's going to be very pleased with the passion and the work, because it seems like they're not necessarily playing with that high level that Coach Ziegler has come to want in his program.
Yeah, I think maybe their passion sometimes overflows into recklessness. Mm-hmm. because you have to play the basketball game with your head up. And a lot of times, some of the players, when they dribble into the paint or they go in for a layup, they got that head down. You don't know where the rim is. You don't know where the other players are. And you got to keep your head up. It's like any other game. And you got to stay balanced, you know. And we just seem like we're going like I hate to use this phrase, a bull in a china closet, but that's basically what happens. If you think about what he said about battling on the boards, Mifflinburg has three kids that are 6'3", and they're not skinny 6'3 kids, all right? They're pretty solid. They do a nice job of boxing out. So you've got Charlie Walter in there that's 6'3", and you've got Asher Moyer in there that's about 6 feet tall, and they're battling. So that means you got to get some of those guards to come in and play. Everybody probably should go to the defensive boards, I believe.
Absolutely. You know? I mean,
you got to keep somebody back, you know. But the thing is, that's how teams compensate for when they don't have size. You got to get more people involved in rebounding. I'll tell you right now, and I'll bet you had the same situation, Pat, when you played. Sometimes the guy that's a foot shorter than you boxes you out pretty doggone good. And that's because they just get good position.
Well, and from a size standpoint, the last thing you want is a lot of contact with your lower body, and people getting into your thighs and your knees scares you as a guy with height, as you would have played and dealt with.
And, you know, I remember, I forget who the coach was in College Coach, but he said, you know, rebounding is about 90% effort.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
And Charles Barkley would tell you that. One of the best rebounders of all time, standing at 6'3".
Yeah, the guy that says he's 6'8", and when you stand next to him, he's 2 inches shorter than I am at 6'4", 6'5". So, and he could read the grand round of rebound, if I'm not mistaken. So
29-12. Shikalimi trailing here at halftime. Take a break, come back, get ready for the second half as the Shikalimi Braves have already taken the court in their second half warm-up. This is Shikalimi Brave Basketball here on 1070 WKOK. Welcome back to Shikalimi Brave Basketball. Get ready to start the second half. The Braves will get the second half throw in. Ashton Moyer gets it to Ziegler. Ziegler will be guarded by Jackson Griffith. Moyer on the right wing. Kicks it up top to Walter. Trying to get the screen is Moyer going to the hoop. Unable to get it to him. Fashad will get it with left-handed dribble, but he's got Nall on him, tightly guarded. Biddle with Reberson guarding him on the right wing. Justin Ziegler into the lane. Turnaround jumper after a couple spins. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats, and they'll push it the other way. Wildcats lead 29-12 as we've just started the second half. Chad Martin shooting a three. No good. Walter with a strong rebound. Ziegler left-handed dribble. Gets it over to Walter.
Asher Moyer on the opposite side.
Three-point shot taken by Fashad. No good. Griffith will push it back the other way. Braves get back defensively. Looks like Braves will stay in that man-to-man that they finished the first half in, as Griffith was able to shoot over top of that zone. Got off to a great start for the Wildcats. Stook gets it to Griffith on the left wing. Left-handed dribble by Griffith. Guarded by Biddle. Martin gets a screen for Nall. Nall pulls up at the foul line. Nothing there. Guarded tightly by Ziegler. Griffin's going to get into the lane, gets a screen by Snook. Bounce pass to Snook after the roll, and he banks it in for the bucket for the Wildcats.
Well, there's an old-fashioned pick and roll that seems to work when you try it.
A little Stockton to Malone for those that are our age. Right wing to Fashad. Walter trying to go from block to block. He's guarded by Snook. Ashton Moyer left-handed pass to Ziegler. He's on the left wing. Get some action in the paint. Up top to Biddle. Not looking at the basket right now. Guarded tightly by the Wildcats. Fashad left-handed dribble into the lane. Throws it up and good. Chad Martin looks like he'll get called for the foul after Fashad made it left-handed dribble, got into the lane, flipped it up and good, and the Braves are going to the foul line for an and-one opportunity.
A strong move that time by Fashad.
He's able to use that left-handed dribble going from the right wing into the paint. Used some strength to get up, his free throw up and good. 31-15 with six, coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third. Nall across the foul line, or across the half-court line, guarded by Ziegler. Ball's loose. Ziegler's going to get it. Coming back the other way. Gets into the lane, pulls up, and it's going to be a blocking foul against the Wildcats. Nall, and that'll send Ziegler to the foul line. He's slow to get back to his feet. Took a hard fall on the drive there, but give him credit to have the guts to be able to take it into the lane, and he's going to look to try to recoup and knock down two free throws.
He did a nice job of crossing that dribble over into his left hand, and then, of course, the defender was going backwards, so any contact is going to be a foul on the defender.
His smart first move. One up and good. After the good move, as you described, by Ziegler, puts him on the foul line. Marr will come into the game, Nall out. Ziegler looking for his second one here. It's up, and it's good. Got a substitute coming in for the Braves. Coming in will be Owen Elliott, and he's going to come in for Ziegler. I'm sure they're just going to check to make sure he's okay after that hard fall.
Well, the Braves are up 5-2 in this quarter so far.
And this is Marr with the right-handed dribble. Hits the screen. Now we got Reberson popping up between the circles. Defended by Elliott. Gets the screen from Martin. Gets it out to Jackson Griffith into the lane after a little head fake. Gives it to Snook. Snook to the rim. Good on the layup. A little step through by Snook, and he knocks it off the backboard.
You know, he doesn't look very, I use the word graceful, but it's very effective when he goes to the bucket.
Speaking of graceful, that was Walter going in using that left hand, and he took one step from the foul line and banks it off the backboard and good. Coach Ziegler's going to love seeing what he's getting from his sophomore, Walter.
If Charlie comes up with point number 8.
Mifflinburg Wildcats at the foul line. Kick it right to the right wing to Reberson. Reberson looking to get it to Griffith. Griffith into Snook at the elbow. Nothing. Guarded tightly by Walter. Good ball movement by the Wildcats, but not getting any clean looks. Good defense by the Braves. Snook at the elbow. Trying to take Walter to the lane. Kicks it out for Jackson Griffith, and Walter comes away with the rebound. He's going to dribble it into the front court. Still going into the lane. Pulls up. Layup good for Walter. Back-to-back buckets by Walter.
That's what I think Coach Ziegler was looking for. And if they can keep that up, but of course, every time you get a roll like that after you've been down, what does the opposing coach do? He calls a timeout.
Take the timeout, as the Wildcats do. 33-21 lead for the Wildcats here in the third. And if you just join in, I'm Pat O'Brien, and along with longtime broadcaster for WKOK, Shikellamy Athletics, the Chief Dave Ritchie. I'm filling in for Kevin Herr. Kevin Herr recouping from heart surgery. So we want to wish him the best through the holiday season and then see how he's looking coming into the new year. He is just waiting to get the headphones back on after having missed a lot of football and basketball. Kevin loves this, doing it,
and he's
missing it big time.
Yep, very passionate. Braves have outscored the Wildcats 9-4 here in this quarter, so that's a good start. I mean, you got it. What do they say? Like, you're behind in football. Let's win the next quarter, okay, and then we can take the next quarter after it.
Well, like you said, a little run there, forcing Coach Kelly Griffith to call timeout. They are still leading by 12 with 4:35 to go in the third. Mifflinburg will inbound the ball under the Braves' basket. It'll be Chad Martin to inbound it to get it to Marr. Marr will be defended by Justin Ziegler. Calls out one play here. Left-handed dribble. Give it to Griffith. Griffith with Elliott on him. They're going to get a foul called against Elliott above the three-point line as Griffith was taking that right-handed dribble.
Well, Owen did the best he could to try to keep him from going to the basket. You know, since the that great first quarter that Griffith had, he basically has had 3 points in the last two quarters. So he's been very – the Braves, I think, defense has been a little bit more effective against him.
They know where he is now, and it's Elliott who's doing the work now. Right-handed dribble by Griffith, throws it into Reberson, guarded by Fashaud, and they're going to call a foul on number four for the Braves, and that's Xavier Fashaud, the senior, gets caught on the foul if Reberson had caught it on the right block.
When you reach through, and you even though you have the ball, the official's going to make the foul call. I mean, it's just that's exactly how he's going to see it.
Actually, not a bad foul. Looked like Reberson was going to potentially get an easy bucket there. Offensive foul against the Wildcats on the screen. 11, that's Marr on the foul. That's the second one here tonight with the offensive foul trying to set a screen. A lot has to happen on the screen. You got to get the screener there. The ball handler's got to wait. And if he doesn't wait, usually you'll run your defender right into a moving screen, and that's what was called on that one. Fashaud going hard to the basket, left-handed dribble. Throws up a tough shot, knocked out of bounds by the Braves, Ashton Boyer, and the Wildcats will take over. Nall coming into the game. Remington Nall, just a junior 5'10 point guard for the Wildcats. He'll check in for Marr.
You know, I think the Braves played zone in the first half. I don't know if they thought they could stay with some of the more athletic Wildcats, but actually since they went to zone, they've been playing much, or man-to-man, they've been playing much better defense.
Doing well on the perimeter, cutting down on those drives. Jackson Griffith turns. Wow. All else fails. What do? You got to shoot. And he does, and knock down the runner into the lane to take the lead to 35-21. Double dribble by Ziegler, and it's going to give the ball back to the Wildcats.
We talked about Jackson Griffith's intelligence on the basketball court. He didn't get flustered out there when he had to do a couple of pivots and up and unders. Everybody left him go, and he just took the little bank shot.
He's into the lane with that left-handed dribble. Brings it back out. Gives it over to Reberson with Fashaud guarding him. Reberson into the lane. Kicks it out for Griffith. Griffith three. Off the front iron. No good. Good box out by the Braves, and it's going to go out of bounds. The Braves will get the ball back after a missed long jump shot by Jackson Griffith. First time coming into the game for the Wildcats is Chase Eichley, the junior. He's a 6'1", big kid, 6'1", for the Wildcats.
He did a pretty good job last year, if I remember right, playing underneath. You know, he's got a wide body. He plays a lot taller than what he is just because it's hard to get around him. Just a pretty tough kid inside.
Boyer gets it on the right wing. We'll give it to Elliott. Elliott to Justin Ziegler on the left wing.
Ooh.
Cutting across the lane is Walter. Not able to get it to him. Biddle outside the circle. Above the three-point line. Left-handed dribble into the lane on Nall. Pulls up. Front iron no good. Tough rebound by who we just talked about. Eichley has checked in, and that's probably why he's in, to get rebounds, and he does there. The Wildcats push it up as it went from Eichley out to Nall. Nall gets it out to Reberson, and they get the layup to push the lead to 37-21.
That puts Cole Reeves in double figures with 10. You know, I was always told if you're playing in the paint on defense and somebody comes through the paint, you should try to get make sure they know you were there. And I'm telling you right now, number 44, Chase Aikie, Hunter Biddle knows that he was in there because he just got the chest for him right to the chest. And officials usually don't see that stuff. It's a foul. But, you know, the next time that you go through there, hey, I think I remember what happened the last time. And that's what I meant about. He goes in there. His presence is well known.
And you look at the size as we've gone down, like the starters for the Braves at 5'9 is Fashaud. 6'1 is Ashton Moyer, which might be stretching it just a bit. Number 13, Hunter Biddle at 5'10, Ziegler at 5'10, and then Walters, your size, at 6'3. So we knew, and Coach talked about being undersized, so you're going to have to play with a lot more passion and play much harder than the other team to try to overcome that lack of size. And you said it on the way up. Not only do they have lack of size in the starting lineup, but when they bring subs off, you're not bringing some big guys off the bench that are giving you the size either.
We haven't seen 35 Luke Brubaker. We played the JV game a lot. He's 6'5".
So following the timeout, the Braves will inbound it. It'll be Biddle with the ball, bringing it into the front court for the Braves. Trailing 37-21, 2:25 to go in the third. Ziegler gets it up top for a three. Front iron no good. Rebounded by Eichley. That's his second rebound as he's just checked into the game. He gets two quick rebounds for the Wildcats. Null has it between the circles. Give it to Martin. Was going to try to give it to Griffith, unable to, but gives it back to Null. Null at the foul line. Steps back to the three-point line. Martin tries a three. Blocked by Moyer, but rebounded by the Wildcats. Gets it into Eichley in the paint. Turns. Uses body. Gets it off the iron, and it's good.
There's no way you're going to block his shot because you can't get your arm around it. I'm not being smart about it. Yeah. That's just the kind of player. He uses his body very well.
And we don't have weights as they don't usually do in basketball, but he's a good-sized kid. And like you said, used it. Good pass by Fishaw. Gets it to Biddle, and he's going to be fouled. That's a great look by Fishaw, spinning over his right shoulder and had the presence of mind to hit Biddle on the drive, and that'll send Biddle to the line to shoot two.
And Akio pick up that foul. He had all ball, but his body had all body of the Biddle that time, and that's usually what you get called for in that situation.
Biddle's first one's up and hits front iron and goes out. When you get to second, we'll get you updated on what they've done from the foul line for the Braves.
This is one of the players on the Braves team that they've got to get some offense from, is Hunter.
His second one's up. In and out. No good. Martin with the rebound for the Wildcats. Get out to Null. Null pushing pace, being chased by Moyer. Be guarded by Fishaw. Jackson Griffith has Elliott on him. Left-handed dribble. Goes by him pretty easily. Gets into lane. Spins. Throws it up. And it goes out of bounds. But they're going to say it's deflected by the Braves. It'll go out of bounds. So the Wildcats will get the inbound underneath their own basket.
Well, Pat, the Braves are 8 for 12 from the foul line. So that's 67%.
39-21 lead for the Wildcats. They inbound the ball, get it back to Null, looking for a three, drives past Fishaw, gets the pass to Akeley, no good, gets his own rebound, and he'll put it in.
I have a place in my heart for players like that, man, I'm telling you.
In limited time, he already has four rebounds, two offensive rebounds, two defensive rebounds for number 44 for the Wildcats.
He's got 4 points.
And 4 points. Oh, it. Elliott to the basket, off the iron, no good. Good move, though. He got to the rim, but again, in and out. Jackson Griffith drives it into the front court, gives it to Reberson. Reberson, right-handed dribble. Jackson's going to pull up for the foul line. His shot is no good. Fishaw with the rebound, being chased by Martin. Runs away from Martin. He's going to take it into the lane, uses left-handed. Shot, scoop, and good. Tough shot by Fishaw, but again, using that left hand.
I'm sorry about the sound effects, but Akey put a screen on one of our players that was like, it was like an ant running into an elephant's leg, all right? Unbelievable.
I like the natural sounds coming out. And that was definitely one of those where you just couldn't help get him a, ooh.
Yeah.
Akeley defended by Walter, no good. Rebounded by Martin, and he's going to get an opportunity today. A one being fouled underneath the Wildcat basket. The junior, Martin, puts it back, the offensive rebound.
Yeah, did a nice job not letting Akeley score, but then the ball came off the opposite side, and Martin with good position again and went up strong with the rebound.
Pushed the lead to 43-23 for the Wildcats. 1.9 seconds to go in the third. Martin will attempt the free throw here to try to finish the three-point play, and he does. 44-23 lead for the Wildcats. Ziegler's not going to shoot it. That'll be the end of the third quarter. A third quarter that saw Shikalimi make a run at the Wildcats, but unable to cut into the lead. They trail 44-23. We'll get ready for the fourth quarter. This is Shikalimi Brave Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK. During that timeout, you were talking about the great Al McGuire and talking about how you break a full-court man-to-man press, and yeah, he was fortunate to be able to break it in a certain way.
Yeah, I take my 6'10" forward, have me take it out of bounds, and throw it to my 7-foot center at half court, and he turns around and throws it to my other 6'10" forward at the opposite end.
So get the layup.
We just don't have that. You can't coach height, if we'll say that.
We go into the fourth quarter with the Braves trailing 44-23. A carry by Mars, or turnover by the Wildcats, will give it back to the Braves. And Ashton Moyer will inbound the ball for the Braves. You got Moyer and Ziegler, along with Biddle, Healy, and Owen Elliott in the game for the Braves. Left-handed dribble by Biddle. Gets the screen by Healy. Nothing there. Justin Ziegler going to attempt a three from the volleyball line. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll go to the Wildcats.
You know, Justin is a very good shooter when he squares up and he takes and he goes straight up in the air. And the last couple of times last time he came around, he just wasn't square when he shot. That time he was pretty far out, but he fell backwards on it too.
He was at the volleyball line on that too, the yellow line here at Mifflinburg. Reberson driving on Biddle. Biddle doing everything he can. They're going to get called for a foul as Reberson was going to try to use his size as he was going to get in the lane. But Biddle did what he could to try to stop him on the drive, but it was a spin move that got him, and Biddle fouled.
Yeah, he got his arms wrapped around Biddle got his arms wrapped around the guy's waist, and you're going to get a foul called on you every time.
Inbound pass deflected by Ziegler, go out of bounds. Fischot back into the game as he comes in for Keeley, who comes out. Inbound for the Wildcats underneath their own basket, leading 44-23, 7:29 to go in the game. Martin's going to get the long pass, guarded by Ashton Moyer, who's going to pick up the foul as he's challenging Martin well above the three-point line.
Trying to knock that ball out of his hands, and of course he ended up that second time hitting his wrist. That's the third foul on Asher. So he's done a good job since he picked up two early in the first quarter.
Jackson gets the pass into the post off the inbounds from Nall, unable to make the shot. Martin's going to get a three-point opportunity. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Brave ball.
Yeah, Owen Elliott with a nice job down low to swat that ball away. Sometimes you forget about the guys that are out there playing great defense, and they do little things that when they're hustling that just messes up your offense. And Owen Elliott did it in that case. I've also been watching Xavier Fischall. They put him on Jackson Griffith, and I mean he's really playing him face to face, man to man, trying to keep him from getting the ball.
So we're going to have a blood on the uniform situation for Jackson Griffith, who is going to have to come off. And actually, they say Fischall as well has some blood on. They're going to take. He has a finger taped up. You wonder if there's some blood being shown. And Kelly is explaining to the official that when he grabbed Jackson Griffith, he shared his blood with him. And you don't want that happening.
Yeah, he's playing that hard that they drew blood, right?
44-23 lead for the Wildcats. The benefit for upcoming opponents is that you get to see these teams play when a lot of the other teams aren't playing tonight. You look up, you've got the Lewisburg coach, Danville coach sitting in the crowd. You have Seals Grove players here on the near side taking in this team, but there's nothing like seeing live basketball compared to watching on film. You hear a lot of the calls, and you're able to scout them out. Left-handed dribble by Fasaw. Gives it to Ziegler. Ziegler to Biddle. And then Biddle back to Fischau for three. Front iron no good. Contested rebound by Ashton Moyer, and he's going to get called for the foul to go to the Wildcats.
And just like that, that's number four for Ashton.
And the thing is, you look up the clock, you're down 44-23. I think Moyer's just like, hey, we got to try something.
Yeah.
Like he tried to steal it from Martin way above the foul, he's like, we can't just sit back. So he's trying, but he's picking up fouls in the meantime. Martin kicks it across to Nall. Nall back to Martin. Martin into Snook. Bounce pass into Reberson, and he's going to go up and score it over Ashton Moyer. Fischall into the front court. Calls out the play, guarded by Nall. Nall been a good defender here tonight. Going with a little handoff look for the Braves at the top of the circle. This is going to be Biddle into the lane. Pulls up, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Going back the other way is Nall. Splits two defenders into the lane, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Nall, and it'll go back to the Braves. Into the game was Beachy, but he's coming back out of the game as Jackson Griffith, after taking care of his blood situation on his shirt, he's back into the game.
Also for the Braves, Alex Pfeiffer comes in.
Piper on the far wing behind the three-point line for the Braves. Justin Ziegler is going to Bring it up. Left-handed dribble. Give it to Fashaw. Fashaw into the paint. Gets it blocked by Snook. It's an outlet pass to Griffith. Griffith to Martin. Martin to the rim. And it's going to be a foul. No bucket by Martin on that. And Ashton Morier is going to pick up his fifth foul with 6:05 to go in the game, with the Braves trailing 46-23. Can't fault the effort by Morier. In a closer game, obviously you're going to ask him, hey, let that one kind of go. We got to keep you on the floor. But again, I think the kid's just trying to make something happen in a game that's gotten out of hand for the Braves.
It's just in his blood. All right. I'll just say that. He's going to go on the attack in that case.
Martin's first free throw, no good. Into the game is Herrera, Mason Herrera, the junior, 6'3". He'll come into the game for Morier, who has just fouled out of the game. Second free throw by Martin is good. Walter will inbound the ball after the May free throw. Give it to Ziegler. Justin Ziegler across the timeline. A sophomore point guard for the Braves. A little handoff action to Fashaw. He's going to give it to Pfeiffer. And back to Fashaw after it went to Ziegler. Marr guarding Fashaw outside the three-point line. Pfeiffer going to throw it away. Jackson Griffith steps in front of the pass, takes it from end to end. Contested by Ziegler. He'll be fouled and go to the free throw, shooting two. And experience that way, too, throwing the ball away at the top of the key that usually turns into a layup.
Yeah, and when you run that weave like the Braves do in their offense, eventually one of the people that is guarding the three people running the weave steps out in the passing lane. That's exactly what happened. Pfeiffer didn't see him, threw the ball to him, and Griffiths went down and missed the layup, but he got fouled.
And that's where that coachable moment is. If he's overplaying you, what do?
Go back door. Yep.
And that's something that we'll see on film, and I'm sure that Coach Ziegler will chit-chat with his inexperienced team. A lot of good things happen here tonight for the Braves, but unfortunately they are on the short end of a 48-23 lead for the Wildcats. 5:33 to go in the game. Fashaw, left-handed dribble with Marr on him. Swing it around the perimeter. Into the lane by the Braves. That's Booker, who drove into the lane. He kicks it out to Fashaw. Fashaw trying to take it to the paint. A little jump stop. Shoots it. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Martin. Thought about skipping it down to Marr, but he gives it to Griffith. Griffith to Reberson, who pulls up at the right block. Griffith throws it into Snook. Snook gets it out to Reberson for the three. No good. Snook knocks it away and allows the Wildcats to come away with the offensive rebound. Jackson Griffith slows it down with Fashaw on him. Mifflinburg won't be in any hurry here. Look for their best shot as they got a good lead at 48-23. Marr gets it between the circles. To Reberson. Now they do a little bit of a weave. Give it to Griffith. Griffith with Fashaw on him. Gets the screen for Martin. Denies the screen and takes it a left-handed dribble off the iron with some contact and good for Griffith, the junior for the Wildcats.
17 points for Griffiths right now.
And they lead 50-23, do the Wildcats. Braves into the lane. Pfeiffer looking. Throws it across. Looking to get to Herrera. Wasn't really ready for that, and it was a pretty sharp pass. Went out of bounds off the Braves. The Wildcats will take over. We get some subs in. Number 35 in, and that's Brubaker, a 6'5 JV player. Get an opportunity to play some varsity ball here with the Wildcats leading 50-23.
Yeah, he played as a ninth grader, played JV last year. And, you know, he's a solid kid. Big kid, tall, got some meat on his bones, too.
Beachy back into the game. He gets the screen as Marr's going to drive into the lane, gets it blocked by Herrera. Reberson left-handed dribble goes by his defender to the rim and good.
Well, Wildcats, I remember talking about having three guys in double figures. They have three guys in double figures. Reefson is one along with Martin and along with Griffiths.
That was Booker driving through the lane, tried to throw it to Walter, not on the same page, and the ball goes out of bounds. Back-to-back turnovers by the Braves and give the ball back to the Wildcats. Into the game is Jackson Marr checking into the game for the Wildcats. He'll come in for Martin.
And Chase Yoder also came in, number 33.
Yoder into the game for the Wildcats. Commanding lead, 52-23 with 8:30 to go in this one. As the Wildcats looking to start 1-0, and the Braves trying to have to shake off an 0-1 start. Good hard cut coming through by the Wildcats through the lane. Yoder through the lane. Doesn't get it when showing hand. Here comes Brubaker. Now he's going to set the screen for Marr, but it's going to be stolen by Walter. Walter back the other way behind the back pass at half court. Using that left-handed dribble. Little bit out of control. Takes it into the lane and loses it. Three straight turnovers by the Braves, and the Wildcats come the other way. Marr on the right wing. Back up to Beachy. Beachy swings it over to Yoder. Trying to get the guys coming through the lane as Brubaker gets it above the circle. No hurry by the Wildcats, leading 52-23, 2:40 to go in this one. Marr takes it into the lane, kicks it out to Yoder. Yoder's going to pull up from the foul line. Contested shot is good. Goes off the back iron and good for the Wildcats. Bank open on Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturdays at what, 9 o'clock? Yep.
Must be. Mifflinburg Bank is open. Two to hole that time for the Braves. Good move by Booker. He'll be fouled. Makes the bucket. He'll go to a foul line trying to complete his three-point play.
Yeah, Aaron's got, you know, that ability to take off probably about the foul line, take a step and go up for the layup. And nice soft touch as he put it off the board, even though he got fouled that time by number 11, Marr.
Hewlett coming into the game for the Braves. Returning is Corbin Stahl, number 14. And also number 34, and that's Maddox Hoover, the sophomore. Free throw is good for the Braves. 54-24 lead for the Wildcats. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining in this one. Yoder gets it on the left wing. Will dribble between the circles. Kicks it out to Brubaker. Brubaker bounce pass inside. Now back out. Hits the top and will be out of bounds. A hard cut by Marr. Jackson Marr did a nice job to kick it out to Beachy, but his shot went awry, and it was out of bounds.
One thing that the Wildcats do, they move well without the basketball. The Braves do, too. But it seems that the Wildcats have been more effective with it.
It's going to be Herrera taking the jump shot. Fire and iron no good, and it's going to go out of bounds after he gotten the pass from Hewlett. But goes out of bounds, so Wildcats will take over. 1:15 remaining in this one. We'll be back in action on Tuesday or Wednesday. I have to double check that. But the Braves will be at home taking on Mifflin County. Again, those just joining, I'm Pat O'Brien, filled in for Kevin Herr. Doing my best to fill in for the man, the voice of Brave Athletics, Kevin Herr. But again, we'll be back in action next week for the Braves. We'll look to try to get to 1-1 following this loss to the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Long three-point shot, no good, attempted by Hewlett. So that'll go out of bounds, and possession will go over to the Mifflinburg Wildcats to wind out the remaining 30 seconds in this one.
And we have the Macy Meneer tournament coming up next weekend also.
That'll be on Friday and Saturday. Make your way out to catch a Brave basketball. Good move that time by Jackson Marr, the sophomore for the Wildcats. Increase their lead to 56-26. Long jump shot by the Braves. No good by Booker. Rebounded by the Wildcats, and that'll be the last shot of this one. As the Wildcats will win this one tonight to open up the season 56-26 over the Shikellamy Braves. Take a break, come back, wrap things up here from Mifflinburg. Again, the Shikellamy Braves fall to 0-1, and they'll be back in action again next week. That's a Wednesday game against Mifflin County at home, and like Dave said, and then they'll have a game on Friday and Saturday, a part of their tournament. Make sure you catch Brave basketball. But again, the Braves fall tonight 56-26 to the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Let's step aside, come back, wrap things up. This is Shikellamy Brave basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back to Spat O'Brien along with Chief Dave Ritchie as we just watched the Chicoutimi Braves fall to the Mifflinburg Wildcats 56-26. So the Braves fall to 0-1 on the season. Again, they'll next be back in action at home against Mifflin County. We'll have the coverage for you here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And as we also we mentioned, there'll be an action at home Friday and Saturday. It's a two-day tournament for the Chicoutimi Braves. Make sure you come out and support the tournament. Meneer, right?
Macy Meneer, former teacher and coach who passed away from ALS. And so the last probably 6-7 years, the tournament has been in his name.
So make sure you come out and support that. It's Friday and Saturday. Friday game at 7:30, and Saturday will be determined by a win or a loss on when the Chicoutimi Braves will play. Again, the Braves fall here 56-26. You break it down the numbers. Jackson Griffith got off to a quick start. But you mentioned about his poise, even in the one shot where he spun, and nothing was going on. He had his composure to be able to work through two defenders and score. I think that's exactly how he played the entire game. He let the game come to him. I didn't see a lot of forced shots by Jackson Griffith. He's a solid junior player for the Mifflinburg Wildcats, and he was the difference tonight.
Yeah, he had a great first half, but he did not let that affect the way he played the rest of the game. He passed the ball. He took the right shots, and it's just, again, I talked that about just that basketball, that court sense that he has. He ended up with 17 points, and that's a good start. That's a good evening. It's a good evening for anybody as far as that goes.
And what was the other scoring breakdown for the Wildcats?
Well, Cole Reepson had 14 points, and Chad Martin had 11. They were the three scorers that were in double figures, but they also had a couple. Chase Akey comes in the ball game, big guy, scores 4 points, and we also had Simon Snook, who I thought played very well. He used his body around the basket very well. Had a nice drop step, goes to the basket, looks pretty smooth. He had 6. So you're talking about they spread the scoring out. Chicoutimi didn't have a lot of points. Charlie Walter was the only double-figure scorer with 10, and then the next closest would have been Justin Ziegler with 7, and Xavier Fichaud came on strong during the second half and had 5. So, like I said, it's going to be a battle. You got to get three people in double figures to have a chance.
We talked last week, and actually in preparation of coming into tonight, and you said even in the scrimmage, and you know this team as well as anyone from a personnel standpoint, and you said it's going to have to be about developing scorers, developing shooters. And the one bright spot amongst some other bright spots for the Chicoutimi Braves, they had open looks. Get in the gym, keep shooting that. I like the fact that they're aggressively looking to shoot, because you can't score if you don't shoot. I always said shooting's offense, and open shots a good shot. It's just got to get them to knock them down, and this is a whole different outlook for the Braves.
Yeah, and I think if some of these kids would shoot their outside shots the way they shoot their foul shots, they have great rotation on the ball. The ball spins just right so that when it hits the rim, if it does hit the rim and doesn't swish through, that it's got, it's just got nice movement on it, soft touch. And you're absolutely right. How many shots did Larry Bird take every day before practice and sometimes after practice? And that's a commitment. I'm not asking him to take 500, 1,000 shots every day. But when you're shooting, think about what you're doing when you're shooting. Just going out there and, Well, anyway, I wasn't the best shooter anyway, but that's one way you can get around.
But, it's just enlightening the fact that they had open shots. It wasn't a deal where they weren't getting good looks. And Coach Ziegler talked about the concern about, are we going to be able to get some open looks, not have to shoot over contested shots? They had layup opportunities, had jump shot opportunities. I think that's one, as I mentioned, a big bright spot for a game where they ended up getting blown out, but they had opportunities. And the other is you mentioned about Walter. We knew coming in he was going to be the only size they were going to have. He played a very controlled game. I like the fact that they were getting him from block to block, trying to throw the ball into him. You know what? Give him the ball. He's going to have to try to make those plays. He made one good one with the up and under, and I think he looks like a kid, as I'm just getting really a good opportunity to see him play, that's going to work at his craft, and it's going to come together for him.
He could be a very good inside player, and when you have a good inside player, you're going to put the other inside guys, the opposite team, in jeopardy. You really will. And Charlie's left-handed, and when you're left-handed, you got advantage, all right? Because everybody thinks, when everybody's going to go, their first move's going to be the same direction as I'm right-handed, I'm going this way. And but Charlie's. I think he'll be fine. The other thing is, they have to get more help on the boards. I don't care if you have to drop a guard or two in there, try to get in and make some and get some of those rebounds, because that's another place where they were hurting.
So the Shikalimers fall tonight. Mifflinburg led by Jackson Griffith with his 17 points, and the Shikalimers Braves led by their sophomore post player, who also did some things in transition as well, and that's Charlie Walter. Again, the Shikalimers Braves will be back in action on Wednesday. They'll be at home taking on Mifflin County. All the action can be heard right here on 1070 WKOK. Dave, final thoughts as we get ready to pack this thing up and get ready for Wednesday for the Braves.
I think what you said, the fact that even though they only scored 26 points, they had a lot of good looks at the basket. And if my memory serves me right, they'll start to fall.
They'll fall, and we'll get a good opportunity to see how that work as will pay off in the next couple of days for the Shikalimi Braves. Once again, the Shikalimi Braves fall to the Mifflinburg Wildcats 56-26. You've been listening to Brave Basketball on 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thanks for listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK. We now join our regular programming.